Hello?
Who's calling?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Okay, I would like to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and is your home a single-family home or a detached or townhome, apartment or condominium, or manufactured or mobile home?
Single-family.
Okay, and do you own or rent your home?
Own it.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
1998.
Okay. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
35. 35, actually. 35.
Okay. This August, yeah. All right, ma'am, have you or any adults in the household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, Category 3,
Yes.
Category 4 hurricane or Category 5?
Yes.
Which one?
In my lifetime or in Florida?
In Florida. Just in, right there.
In Florida. Okay, there was Category 4s. And it's hard to say over 35 years. There was probably one or two in there.
So it's fine if I put Category 2 and then a 4?
There are two different Category 4s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
a Category 4 two times, twice.
Okay.
And Category 2.
Okay.
I don't know. There's probably a Category 1 also. I mean,
okay,
heck, we can have a thunderstorm end up being 75 miles an hour sometimes, so it doesn't.
Okay. Can you tell me the year or the name or, you know, any of those hurricanes, if you remember?
Yes. So the most recent one was Ian. It was 2 years ago. Ian, I-A-N. I don't understand why you wouldn't know this if you're – what is the point of this survey exactly?
Oh, well, just, you know, the – your experience and how prepared you would be for a hurricane, ma'am?
Why wouldn't you know the most recent hurricanes in this area if you're asking these questions?
Well, we have to ask the question because we want to know, you know, what kind of
hurricane. But you don't know, but you didn't, you know, Hurricane Ian was a Category 4 that was 2 years ago in this area. That pretty much devastated a good third, at least a third to a half of the west coast of Florida. So why wouldn't you be aware of that?
We call like different people and, you know, everybody gives us different hurricanes and different, some of them don't even.
So you're calling people in Florida. It's not that,
yes,
it's not that, you know, hurricanes are pretty widespread. You should know the names of the hurricanes in Florida, at least the most recent ones. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a survey, and it wouldn't make no sense if I don't ask you the question, right? If I assume and it happened that way. You know, surveys don't work that way. We have to read a verbatim, and we cannot change anything.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
In the character.
The last one was Ian, I-A-N. The one before that was 17 years before. It was Charlie, Category 4. Category 4, and I don't remember the names of the smaller ones, just the bigger ones. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. All right, ma'am, and have you or any adults in the household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Okay. And can you tell me what is the, you know, what was the estimated damage in dollars?
The both of them were under $10,000, and both of them were around $10,000 on the last one, but both of them, my insurance company claimed there wasn't even a couple of thousand dollars worth.
Okay, but
so I never got any compensation for the damage that was caused to my home, even though I've been paying insurance in Florida for 35 years.
Okay, but that was the estimated damage, right? $10,000.
Yeah. By me and what I had to pay to fix everything. It wasn't by the insurance company, who had a different idea of what the damage costs were. But the actual cost was
$10,000. $10,000, okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what were the primary causes of the damage of your home? Was it the, like, debris and in the wind breaking?
I had major trees come down, which cost money to take away. I had no screens left on the lanai. They were gone.
Okay.
It's a very large lanai. I had screens on the front of the house for the garage that were gone. I had some soffit missing from the under part of the roof there.
Okay, the roof too. Okay, all right. What about like a ocean surge?
No, there was no ocean surge for that.
Okay.
In my area, there was no ocean surge in my area.
What about flooding related to to the hurricane?
No, there was no flooding in my area. There was flooding further south, but not in my area.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
I've never felt vulnerable in Florida for flooding for 35 years. It depends where you live, and I've lived in 5 different homes. This year though, I feel somewhat vulnerable because I think that the storms are stronger and also the sea levels are rising. So I think this year is the first year that I ever bought flood insurance in 35 years. And I do not live in a flood zone.
Okay, if a serious hurricane threatened, your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters, like board up
your
home?
I put up hurricane shutters the first main storm, and I do not take them down for the rest of the season.
Okay, what about buy supplies and equipment?
No, I mean, I have water. I buy water ahead of time.
Okay.
And I have batteries. I have special batteries that will last a while. I do not have a generator. I have a solar battery,
Okay.
And I have a couple of other smaller batteries that, will run a cell phone and stuff like that.
Okay, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watches issue, like a hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or when a hurricane warning is issued, like hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your
about
home
five,
is already prepared?
I look at the size of the storm about 5 days out and the spaghetti models, and I will start looking at that and figuring out what I'm going to do. And if I leave the house for 2 weeks in the end of a certain time, if I go on vacation for a couple of weeks, I just board up the house. I just get it all ready,
So pretty much your house is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours, right?
Well, no. Because I'm older and I do my own shutters, it probably takes me a couple of days.
Okay, so take a couple of days, right?
Yeah, I mean, in an emergency situation, I start putting them up, a few at a time. But like I said, once the first storm is named and coming this way, whether it hits here or not, I don't take the shutters down after that. So
considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household, would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from a hurricane damage?
There's no protection. It's up to God what's going to hit your house, honestly.
Okay,
you can put the shutters up, but other than that, there's really nothing else you can do.
Okay.
You can get the heck out of town if you don't want to go through it. And if you're in, if you're afraid of a storm surge, then you should be, and you evacuate.
Please select your top three sources of information, like internet sources, other
US,
than social media.
Radio. U.S. is, internet.
What about radio, TV, newspapers, print media, friends and family? Social media,
no.
Like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
no.
TikTok, or YouTube?
No.
WhatsApp?
I just check into the National Hurricane Center, and I check into Boat U.S., which I feel has very reliable weather and storm direction information. I use two different internet sites, and that's it. I don't go by what they say on TV. They lie. They don't know. Nobody knows where the storms are going to go. They always change at the last minute. We've had two storms aimed at Tampa, and both times they went south. We had Hurricane Irma, 2017, which was supposed to run up the West Coast the whole way, and it turned to Naples, which is like 200 miles south of where it was supposed to end up. So they don't have any idea where the storm is going to end up.
Okay, so you don't use the radio or TV?
No, I don't use the radio or TV.
What about social media?
No, that's ridiculous. Social media has nothing real on it.
Okay, WhatsApp?
I use National Hurricane Center. The National Hurricane Center, which is based in Miami, and I use boatus.com, which is where all it's a site that all the boaters will use for reliable information on weather tracking and stuff like that.
Okay.
They have an extensive hurricane tracking system that it's on their website, Hurricane Tracker, and you can check into all the models and everything and see what's going on.
Okay, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
1 to 5. Well, I would say I'm as prepared as I can be. I'm looking at one big oak tree that I had trimmed 2 years ago, so it was thinned out so it wouldn't get blown down by the storm. But I didn't get it trimmed this year. I don't think it's too heavy, but it could be, who knows. If it's a big enough storm, it won't matter. So I would say that I am 4.9 out of 5% prepared.
Okay, so be
pretty close,
more like
to five.
A 5?
More like a
have...
5.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, and have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? The cost of housing, transportation costs, property taxes, cost of childcare, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment? Or none
this year?
Recently.
It'd be cost of everything and insurance, especially. Cost of insurance is number one, because it's when they don't pay you when you have damage, what's the point of even buying it anymore? And a lot of people are, I've seen people have been waiting 2 years to get their roof fixed, and then the company goes out of business and they get absolutely nothing after paying the company for years and years. The cost of insurance would be number one as my biggest complaint, especially when they don't pay you for what you're paying them for at all.
Okay.
And,
so what about property taxes? Cost of
childcare? My particular case, my taxes are very low because I've been a resident so long. So in my particular case, my property taxes are very low. I have no complaint about that.
So just cost of insurance would be one of the
cost of insurance, cost of food, cost of living.
Cost of food.
Of course,
okay.
I'm retired. I don't work. I'm retired, so I have a fixed income. So I don't have any more money coming in than I had
okay.
4 years ago. You know.
All right,
so
now
that's the fact.
Home,
okay.
Yes. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
It's not in a flood zone. I am in an orange zone, which I guess is somewhat of a, you know, all of Florida is an evacuation zone, for God's sakes. I mean, when you say an evacuation zone, it depends what color they're calling. There's five zones.
Oh, okay.
So you're saying zone one, two, three, you know, I don't know how to answer that. The whole state of Florida is in an evacuation zone.
Evacuation zone. Okay. All right.
I mean, there's a category for every part of Florida.
And what is the letter designated for evacuation zone?
It goes A, B, C. I don't know. A is on the coastline.
Yes, there's A,
I guess.
All hurricanes, B, category 3 and above hurricanes. C, if advised by authorities, D.
Do they have the color? Do they have the color associated with it? Red, orange?
No.
Yellow?
No, just the letters.
Right now I'm in an orange zone, which might be B or C. I'm not really sure. I have to look it up.
B or C? Okay, that's if advised by authorities, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's a B or C. I know that it's orange. Well, see, we lost all the stop signs in Ian. They all blew away. So they used to have a color band on your stop sign, what zone you were in. It used to be an orange, but now they don't exist. So I don't know how they're going to do.
When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watches the issue, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued, you know, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours.
48 hours isn't enough time to evacuate out of the state of Florida. You will be on the highway for 17 hours. You have to get, if you're going to evacuate, it depends. If you're evacuating to a friend's house that's 20 miles away, you can leave the day morning of. If you're evacuating out of the state or to a faraway location, you have to get on the road at least 4 days ahead of time. You can't just decide to leave 2 days before. You won't get out of the interstate doesn't handle that kind of traffic. It will be bogged down.
It will be how many hours you said?
If I evacuate 4 days ahead.
4 days ahead.
Not 48 hours. Not 48 hours. It's too late because of the traffic problems. There are traffic issues. You cannot get out at 48 hours. You have to get out much earlier than that.
Okay, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby?
We don't have a local shelter in my county that's rated for over category 3, and I would not evacuate for a 3 or under. But there is no shelter available in my county.
Or would that be another location? Within the state or as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
No, I would leave. If it's a category 5, I would get out of town. I would just keep driving till I could park somewhere. I mean,
to another location within the state or to another state?
It actually would depend on the size of the storm, but I would say to another state.
Another state, okay.
It just depends. Yeah, if it's, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the last one, I just went 20 miles inland to a friend's house. So, I mean, I think that might be my first choice so that I can get back in.
How many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
Just one, okay, one car. All right, ma'am. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
The hurricane deductible or the regular deductible? There was two different deductibles.
It says home insurance, just a home insurance policy.
That's a dumb question. You're asking about hurricanes, but the hurricane deductible is $5,000.
Okay.
Actually, closer to $6,000. That's 2% of the amount you're insured for. The regular insurance is $1,000 deductible. So you cannot answer that question correctly. If you're asking me about hurricanes, I would expect that you're talking about a hurricane deductible.
Yeah, I think that's what they're asking, because since we're talking about hurricane, you're correct.
That'd be $6,000. About
six. Okay.
For my particular house, yes.
Okay. $6,000. All right, ma'am, and how confident are you that you could come up with $6,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? I'm certain that I could come up with full $6,000. I could probably come up with $6,000. I could probably not come up with $6,000, or I'm certain I could not come up with $6,000.
I'm concerned. It's not just the deductible, because then they don't give you enough to actually fix the damage. So if they say you have $10,000 of damage and you have to pay $6,000 out of it yourself, you're going to end up paying more like $12,000, because they're not going to give you enough money for the other $4,000 to cover the actual damage.
Mm-hmm. So would that be that you could probably not
come
up with...
I would be very concerned that I couldn't come up with the money if that's to fix my house, yes.
Okay, so, all right. All right, ma'am, and... How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Would that say decrease significantly, over 10%? Decrease somewhat, 1 to 10%, or remain the same, or increase somewhat like 1 to 10%, or increase significantly over 10%?
Increase significantly. Significantly.
Okay. What about 1 to 3 years?
Increase significantly.
3 to 5?
3 to 5. No, it was pretty much the same.
The same. And 5 to 10 years?
Pretty much the same.
The same. Okay. All right. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible?
I've changed providers, yes. I've changed providers every year since it started going up to get better rates.
All right, ma'am, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for you that you are comfortable insuring? Would that be 100%? I want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80% to less than 100, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
No, I want to be insured for the 100% replacement value.
Okay.
Yes.
And which
can't afford to replace a house.
Okay. And which of the following would you consider taking, if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home with the same, within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, or...
Leaving Florida.
Moving to another state.
Yeah, moving to another state.
Oh, okay. All right, in recent years, has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it, if your, mortgage was paid off, yes, no, or have already dropped my insurance or not applicable?
I would not. At this point, got my insurance.
So no, right?
But I would have, yeah, right. I guess I would give it one more shot whether they're going to pay out. There has to be a change in the insurance business in the state,
okay,
where they take your money and leave you without any collection of what they owe you.
Mm-hmm.
If I continue to see that, I will drop my insurance altogether.
Okay.
And probably
move
out of the state.
if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of your government should help to reimburse your costs? Would that be federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I believe the government should be involved with emergency recovery efforts when there's no water or sewer available to people and the infrastructure is damaged. I believe the state and federal government should be responsible to get a community back on running for life-subsisting, utilities. I mean, when there's no electric, the last storm we had no electric for 3 weeks. The same with the Hurricane 4 before that, there was no electric for maybe longer for some people. I had no cable TV for 6 weeks. A cable or an internet connection. In my case, I have city water, so that was running. My water was running. But for a lot of people who lost electric, they don't have water running either in their houses because they have wells and if electric isn't running, your well won't run. So, it becomes a problem of disease and people in high heat areas, suffering medically. And I think that the government should step in to prevent loss of life.
Okay.
And after it's stabilized, then it should be the insurance companies that get things, paid in a timely manner to fix things, so people can start fixing their homes. That didn't happen the last storm.
On a scale from 1 through 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced? Would you say 1 is no confidence, 3
no
is
confidence.
Reasonable confidence?
I watch brand new homes around me losing shingles on their roof because they put inferior materials up there. Brand new homes.
What about the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
What are they going to take into account? They're not planning. The houses are here.
No confidence. Do you have, this about, having confidence that they have.
They don't plan anything here. They do not have any planning. So, no confidence, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. What about the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
New developments. I worked in civil engineering. I built new developments all over the place. Nobody cares about risk. They just want to make a profit.
So just
selling
no
homes.
Confidence on that?
No confidence, yeah.
Okay. That, what about the new developments take into account flood risk?
They do. I mean, I was a civil engineering designer. I've worked in the industry for my whole career. There is some accounting for that. However, as far as new developments, yeah, they have to bring in more fill. I mean, they go by the FEMA standard of what the floodplain is in that particular area, and FEMA has just changed all its maps, and the floodplain has become higher in the state, the whole state. So they have to design, and give it a 3.
3. And the last one said that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
It depends where it. Okay, I have friends who lost very strict coded buildings on Fort Myers Beach 2 years ago. The homes were built on 12-foot square pilings, concrete filled with rebar and everything else, and the homes were still washed away by a 17-foot storm surge. You can only do so much against Mother Nature like that. They shouldn't be building on barrier islands anymore. They just shouldn't be rebuilding. They are still rebuilding, and they are still selling these homes, you know. So what was the question?
How much confidence, do you have? Yes,
and it from one it to just, five. It just depends where you are. If you're on a barrier beach, there's zero confidence. If you're inland, your house will probably make it through a windstorm, but it won't make it through water intrusion. If
okay,
you're
so.
If you've got waves lapping up on your house, it's not going to stand up against it. If you're interior and you're going through Hurricane 5 and you're boarded up and your roof is fairly new and secure, you should be okay. But not, I mean, there'll be damage, but
okay.
You might not lose your roof, you know.
Okay, well, this is about, you know, how much confidence do you have in your, I guess, in your area, you know, where you live?
That it won't wash away or blow away.
That you know, that
I'm probably about a three.
Yeah,
maybe
okay.
A three. My house is older; it's not built under the new codes anyway.
Okay. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, or do you think your property or you know finances will be affected? Yes, I believe
sea levels are rising. Yes, that's a fact in my mind. Yes.
So yes, do you believe that it will that you will be affected or not be affected by that?
I am worried that I'll be affected. That's why I bought flood insurance for the first time in 35 years of living in Florida.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And would you consider selling your home? In the private market as part of the government buyout program or neither?
I would consider selling it, but I wouldn't take a huge loss. I'm not going to sell it for nothing.
Would it be like in the private market, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not right now. I'm not interested in selling it now.
Okay. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should
they
fund
cannot.
Those
it,
initiatives?
They can't do that.
Do you think they should increase income taxes, increase property taxes,
no.
or increase
They cannot
income?
Fight. You cannot fight sea level rise. It's not fightable.
Okay. So no action should be taken, right?
Well, no, I believe it's happening, but I have no idea what they're going to do about it. What could they possibly do?
Okay, most of Florida's coastal, you know, areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level. And
right.
They are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges.
Yes.
How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Slightly concerned.
Slightly concerned. All right, ma'am, and when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to another family, proximity to a job.
Proximity to a job and price.
Price, okay. That's it? Nothing else? Neighborhood, schools, crime?
No, the neighborhood was part of it. It was a combination.
Okay.
The neighborhood because it was a good neighborhood for resale.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know
that. I might have waited too long now that insurance issues and hurricane issues are a problem.
And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would you say less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, 3 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 10 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Probably 3 to 5.
3 to 5, okay. All right, ma'am, and we almost finished with this survey, okay? I really appreciate your time. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished, okay? Could you please tell me your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older?
65 or older.
Okay, and what is your gender?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
I'd rather not answer that question.
Okay, let me see. Because this question doesn't give me a don't know just an estimate number, okay? Don't have to be a sure thing. Okay. So be two and no kids under 12 years old, right?
No.
And what about 65 and older, one or two?
One.
One. All right, ma'am, and what is your marital status? Would you say single, never married, married with... Living with a partner, widow, divorce, or separated?
With a partner.
Okay, married, living with a partner, right?
Yes.
And what is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of the household?
Bachelor's.
Okay. And are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
Nope.
And what racial groups do you identify yourself with?
White,
Caucasian, Black, African American, Asian, Native American?
White.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay. And can you please tell me which of income range is for your household?
No, I'm not telling you that.
Okay. All right, ma'am, with this, this conclude. I think this is the last question, if it lets me go through. Well, this concludes our survey, okay? I really thank you for your time and your opinion.
Okay, thank you.
You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Yep, bye.